Think a minute. In 1972, Life magazine published a story about the true adventures of John Goddard. When he was 15, John heard his grandmother say, "If only I had done that when I was young." Right then, John determined not to have that regret at the end of his life. So he wrote down 127 goals for his life. He named 10 rivers he wanted to explore and 17 mountains he wanted to climb. He wanted to read the entire Bible and Encyclopedia Britannica, plus everything written by Shakespeare, Plato, Aristotle, and other famous authors. He wanted to marry and have children. He became a father of five. Professionally, he wanted to pursue a career in medicine and as a pilot, as well as serve as a missionary. Sound impossible? Already at the age of 47, John Goddard had accomplished 103 of his 127 goals. You may not have as many goals as John Goddard, but if you don't have any goals in your life, you won't have much motivation to get up in the morning or much satisfaction at the end of each day. Actually, living life to the fullest isn't only about achieving great goals and tasks. Listen to this letter written by an 83-year-old woman to her friend. "Dear Bertha, I'm reading more and cleaning the house less. I'm enjoying the view without fussing about the weeds in the garden. I'm spending more time with my family and friends. I wear my favorite clothes every day. If it's worth doing, I try to do it now. I think if people had known they were dying, they would have called family and friends, as well as former friends, to apologize and forgive past hurts. I'm now doing those important little things, like telling my husband and parents more often how much I love them. I'm trying not to put off anything that would add laughter or luster to our lives. Every morning I remind myself that it is wonderful to be alive. Every day, every minute, every breath is truly a gift from God. Life may not be the party we hope for, but we can still dance and live it to the fullest." So how about you? Won't you ask the one who made life to take charge of your heart so he can help you start making every single moment of your life count, both for now and for your life after death? Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.